I'm Steve Miller reporting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the White House is reviewing an emergency proposal to stop migrant families from being separated.
The administration suggested yesterday it would oppose any fix aimed solely at the separations, but it says today it's looking at a bill introduced by Senator Ted Cruz. He's among Republicans increasingly joining Democratic calls to stop the separations. Two immigration bills the House will vote on this week are likely to fail, and top Trump ally Mark Meadows says he'll introduce another as a backup. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China Tuesday threatened comprehensive measures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff hike, raising the possibility Beijing may target operations of American companies. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports President Trump has two disputes with China.
One is about the broader issue of the size of the Chinese trade surplus with the United States. The Chinese leadership has already said that they're willing to discuss reducing that. The second dispute is more focused. It's about the Chinese technology policy and complaints that the Chinese government steals or forces foreign companies to hand over technology in exchange for market access.
Trump's announcement fueled fears that economic losses limited so far by companies hit by U.S. or Chinese tariff hikes might spread if the dispute chills global trade. Beijing, in turn, warned about $50 billion of retaliatory penalties on U.S. goods. U.S. stocks slumped on Tuesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average erasing its gains for the year, as markets were rattled by a sharp escalation of the trade dispute between the United States and China. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Beijing, where he is likely to brief Chinese President Xi Jinping on his summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
Chinese state media say he's visiting for two nights. On his last visit months ago, Beijing neither confirmed nor denied Kim was there until his train left for Pyongyang. However, now that he's had his sit-down with Donald Trump, Kim is likely there to prepare for more talks with the U.S., including another potential visit by Mike Pompeo to Pyongyang. At the summit last week, Trump and Kim agreed to work towards denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. president also promised to suspend war games, which Pyongyang and Beijing have often called provocative.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, told Reuters News that governments in many rich countries have adopted a despicable rhetoric on migration, as many ignore their duty to help people fleeing war or persecution.
Governments have projected an image of emergency, of invasion, and actually, unfortunately, many political leaders have capitalized on that to gain votes. They've built fear to build their electoral bases.
The UNHCR's annual report showed the global number of refugees grew by a record 2.9 million in 2017 to a total of 25.4 million out of 68.5 million forcibly displaced, either intentionally or within their own countries. The United States called for a political solution in Yemen Tuesday, while United Nations agencies continue to deliver food and aid supplies through Hodeida port. U.S. diplomat Jason Mack.
We urgently seek a political resolution to the conflict in Yemen that upholds the rights of all and call on all sides to take feasible precautions to minimize the risk of harm to civilians. We condemn the ongoing abuses by Houthi forces, including those committed against human rights leaders, journalists, and numerous Baha'i.
The Western-backed alliance launched an onslaught on Hodeida on June 12th to try and turn the tables in a long, stalemated proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran that has exacerbated turmoil across the Middle East. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner is in the Middle East to try and lay the groundwork for an expected Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. Kushner, along with White House envoy Jason Greenblatt, arrived in Jordan on Tuesday for talks with King Abdullah II. A civic association in Mali says soldiers have killed at least 25 civilians in the central Mopti region. Mali's government confirms the grave's existence and says it will investigate. The Army Chief of Staff is visiting the area. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.